next 3 sols, the helicopter team will receive and analyze all data and imagery from the test and formulate a plan for the second experimental test flight, scheduled for no earlier than April 22nd. If the helicopter survives the second flight test, the Ingenuity team will consider how best to expand the flight profile.
Wow. Well, it sounds like there's more about Ingenuity. Should I take it?
No, I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
JPL, which built Ingenuity, also manages the technology demonstration project for NASA. It is supported by NASA Science, Aeronautics, and Space Technology Mission Directorates. The agency's Ames Research Centers in California's Silicon Valley and Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia provide significant flight performance and analysis and technical assistance during Ingenuity's development. So it's like a multi-facility project.
Wow. And so that's, it takes a lot of people.
It takes a lot of people all around the country to have been able to explore Mars. And it's been very interesting.
And it is, it's pretty much our near, it is our, one of our nearer neighbors, obviously. The moon is our nearest celestial body, but this is, I think, the closest planet to us. Or
I don't know. I guess I'll finish with this. We have been thinking for so long about having our Wright Brothers moment on Mars, and here it is, said Mimi Ong, project manager of the Ingenuity Mars helicopter at JPL. We will take a moment to celebrate our success, and then take a cue from Orville and Wilbur regarding what to do next. History shows they got back to work to learn as much as they could about their new aircraft, and so will we.
Remember, it took hundreds of years to get to a place where we could fly. Like, Da Vinci spent a lot of time trying to develop things aeronautically, but it took the Wright brothers to actually put it all together and create a glider with the power and get it up there.
That would be an amazing moment to witness.
But it must have been.
They took, apparently, a little piece of fabric from the first airplane, and they put it on this drone,
and they
this
put
helicopter.
It somewhere in there,
so that they were forever connected.
Wow.
But what will happen to that helicopter later on?
Well, once they start building condos up there. Outdoor space
I guess
air
Amazon
cream.
Could use it to deliver packages. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's not the only thing happening in space, though. There's Dragonfly that's going to go to one of the moons of Saturn.
Oh, that's neat.
So I think that's your story.
It is? Okay, where does it start?
NASA's Dragonfly will fly around Titan looking for origins and signs of life.
All right. Well, let's flip back to that. All right, NASA's Dragonfly. Yep. NASA has announced that our next destination in the solar system is the unique, richly organic world Titan. Advancing our search for the building blocks of life, the Dragonfly mission will fly multiple sorties to sample and examine sites around Saturn's icy moon. Dragonfly will launch in 2026 and arrive in 2034.
After I retire,
think
about that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird. The rotorcraft will fly to dozens of promising locations on Titan, looking for prebiotic chemical processes common to on both Titan and Earth. Dragonfly marks the first time NASA will fly a multi-rotor vehicle for science on another planet. It has 8 rotors and flies like a large drone. It will take advantage of Titan's dense atmosphere, 4 times denser than that of Earth. So we just went from someplace where it's really very thin, now we're going to someplace where it's very dense, to become the first vehicle ever to fly its entire science payload to new places for repeatable and targeted access to surface materials.
So that in of itself is exciting, right? We're finding stuff that's like reusable. It's not a one-shot deal. It's going to go on these multiple and repeatable, like, it's going to fly from place to place on Titan and do repeatable, I guess, assessments of the surface.
That's right. Titan is an analog to the very early Earth and can provide clues to how life may have arisen on our planet. During its 2.7-year baseline mission, Dragonfly will explore diverse environments from organic dunes to the floor of an impact crater where liquid water and complex organic materials key to life once existed together for possibly tens of thousands of years. Its instruments will study how far prebiotic chemistry may have progressed, They also will investigate the moon's atmospheric surface properties and its subsurface ocean and liquid reservoirs. Additionally, instruments will search for chemical evidence of past or extant life. With the Dragonfly mission, NASA will once again do what no one else can do, said NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine. Visiting this mysterious ocean world could revolutionize what we know about life in the universe. This cutting-edge mission would have been unthinkable even just a few years ago, but we're now ready for Dragonfly's amazing flight. Dragonfly took advantage of 13 years' worth of Cassini data to choose a calm weather period to land, along with a safe initial landing site and scientifically interesting targets. It will first land on at the equatorial Shangri-La dune fields, which are terrestrially similar to the linear dunes of Namibia in southern Africa and offer a diverse sampling location. Dragonfly will explore this region in short flights, building up to a series of longer leapfrog flights of up to 5 miles, or 8 kilometers, stopping along the way to take samples from compelling areas with diverse geography. It will finally reach the Selk impact crater, where there is evidence of past liquid water, organics, the complex molecules that contain carbon combined with hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, and energy, which together make up the recipe for life. The lander will eventually fly more than 108 miles, nearly double the distance traveled to date by all the Mars rovers combined. Titan is unlike any other place in the solar system, and Dragonfly is like no other mission, said Thomas Zurbuchen. That's it, Thomas Zurbuchen, NASA's Associate Administrator for Science at the agency's headquarters in Washington. It's remarkable to think of this rotorcraft flying miles and miles across the organic sand dunes of Saturn's largest moon, exploring the processes that shape its extraordinary environment. Dragonfly will visit a world which filled with a wide variety of organic compounds, which are the building blocks of life and could teach us about the origins of life itself. Titan has a nitrogen-based atmosphere just like Earth. Unlike Earth, Titan has clouds and rain of methane.
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds a little harsh. A little harsh. Other organics are formed in the atmosphere and fall like light snow. The moon's weather and surface processes have combined complex organics, energy, and water, similar to those that may have sparked life on our planet. Titan is larger than the planet Mercury. It is the second largest moon in our solar system. As it orbits Saturn, it is about 886 million miles.
You can forget the
kilometers. Away from the sun. Yeah. About 10 times farther than Earth. Because it is so far from the sun, its surface temperature is around negative 290 degrees Fahrenheit. Its surface pressure is also 50% higher than Earth's. Dragonfly was selected as part of the agency's New Frontiers program, which includes the New Horizons mission to Pluto and the Kuiper Belt, Juno to Jupiter, and Osiris to the asteroid Bennu. Dragonfly is led by principal investigators. Elizabeth Turtle, who is based at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel, Maryland. New Frontiers support missions that have been identified as top solar system exploration priorities by the planetary community. The program is managed by the Planetary Missions Program Office at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, for the agency's Planetary Science Division in Washington.
And that pretty much should wrap that up.
I would say so.
So, with that, did you need to take a break?
I think we should.
Okay.
Let's try this.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right. It looks like we're back.
We are back.
We are so back.
And it's time for mocktails.
It is time for our weekly mocktail. So I was, this is one of the ones that I was kind of thinking about. I love a lot of the mocktails, particularly in this book. This is the Bartender's Pocket Guide.
And actually, it's a mocktail section?
It has a mocktail section. A lot of bartending books do. So if you're looking, yeah. And also a lot of blogs about making cocktails also have sections that deal with mocktails specifically. So there's a good place to get them. I like this section, but I find this to be the case with a lot of the mocktails. You either have one or two things, and sometimes you have them together. One is sometimes have a lot of exotic ingredients. This book's pretty good. It doesn't get into the exotic ingredients too much. And the other is that you might get a lot of sugar. And sometimes we're choosing not to drink alcohol, it's because we don't want extra calories, or we want to slow down on the calories, or maybe we might even have high blood sugar in some cases, because, you know, alcohol can make blood sugar less predictable. So I found one today that I really like because it really doesn't put in a lot of sugar, and this is called the Jogger.
The Jogger. Not to be confused with the Jagger, based on Mick Jagger.
That's true. There are those out there as well. So you're going to start with a highball glass and with lots of ice in it. And to that glass, you're going to add a splash of lime juice. And then you're going to fill it up with some club soda and garnish it with a lime wedge.
Wow.
And I also like it because it kind of reminds me of a mojito. So a mojito, obviously an alcoholic drink. I think we all know what that contains. It's usually rum and lime juice and sparkling water and some muddled mint. And I think you could also get away with maybe muddling some mint and putting that in here. Into your jogger. And I think that would be probably a very pleasant drink and a very light drink. And you can drink a lot of this and not have to worry, not feel. It will look like a real drink, which is, again, very important to the mocktail, that it look like the real deal. That way people can enjoy it and enjoy the cocktail experience without having to actually imbibe alcohol, if that's something that they are choosing.
Very good.
And it might not be your kid's favorite drink, but, you know, the good news about mocktails, you could also serve them to your children as well.
Oh, very good.
So I'd probably just do, like, a little shot of fruit juice in there, and your kids might enjoy it as well.
So that's this week's?
That would be this week's mocktail. It would be the Jogger. So highball glass, fill it up with some ice.
A lot of ice.
Yeah, lots of ice. Give it a good splash, I would say at least a half ounce, maybe an ounce, depending on your taste, of lime juice. And then fill it up with some club soda or some seltzer. And garnish it with a lime wedge.
Very good.
Yeah. And you can always muddle some mint if you want it to be a little more mojito-y.
Well, we're moving on to the calendar.
That's right.
And
must be calendar time.
It must be calendar time. The Hunterdon Chamber is proud to announce that this year's Virtual Women's Leadership Summit, it's virtual this year.
It is virtual this year.
The past has been in person. Hopefully next year it will be. Yes. Except for Friday, is it this Friday?
It is indeed this Friday.
April 23rd from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Women's Leadership Summit, which is presented by Michelle Heide and Associates in Clinton, is a professional development day that welcomes all members of the business community, including men. This year's theme is resiliency. On the agenda, Nicole Piazza of The Clean Plate in Clinton, New Jersey, and Megan McDowell of Heartworks. Registration is at the Chamber website at hunterdonchamber.org.
That's right. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day, or a nice morning. So you can come on out virtually. You don't have to. You could even wear your pajamas if you want to, but, you know, you might want to be dressed from the waist up. And I think it's going to be a really great, again, that theme of resiliency. What could be better? I think we might have mentioned this last week, but I think it's worth mentioning again. Mm-hmm. It happens tomorrow. From the Hunterdon County Library, Meditation to Relieve Stress with Umesh Bahita. They will probably will be presented virtually on Wednesday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. When uncertainty surrounds us, there is a way to discover peace and stability within us through meditation. By focusing your attention within, you can tap into an abundant source of peace and calm that can enhance clarity of thought, relieve stress, and improve physical, mental, and emotional health. Learn a simple method of meditation that you can use anytime, anywhere. There will also be time to practice this tested technique. And there is for you to pre-register, because you do need to do that for these library programs. They do have a bit.ly. So it's http://bit.ly/meditatehcl. So that's MEDITATEHCL.
You can get to that bit.ly link through the Hunterdon County website, too, can't you?
Yes, if you drop by hclibrary.us, I believe, you can navigate through the calendar and find this event and pre-register there as well.
Hunterdon County Library presents kitchen historian Dana Balla, who will discuss how cookbooks, recipes, Grandma's Recipe Box, and the Treasured Community Cookbook affected family life, the community, and American culture from the 1870s through the 1960s. Dana will have vintage cookbooks, utensils, and aprons for show and tell. This event will be held virtually on Wednesday, April 28th at 7 p.m. Register for this virtual event also at bit.ly. Again, you can go to hclibrary.us and navigate to the calendar and get to the bit.ly link there. That's but right. It is http://bit.ly/kitchenhcl.
That's right.
Well, the next one sounds exciting, Victoria.
This is very exciting because the Acme Screening Room will be reopening their carpool cinema for the season on May 8th. It's a Saturday, I believe. So when is this? It's going to be Fridays and Saturdays. You want to check the schedule for the starting times. And in case of bad weather, they will reschedule for another night. Where will it be? Behind the Spoke Works building at 204 North Union Street in Lambertville, New Jersey. And tickets are between $25 and $40 per car, depending on the event. All ticket sales will be online only, so you're going to have to do that before you head out to North Union Street. And the movies this season, well, they got a nice lineup. The Birdcage will be on Saturday, May 8th. Gates open at 7:30 p.m. There will be live pre-show entertainment, and so the movie starts at 8 p.m. and the film will follow. On May 15th, which I think might be a Friday, Love, Simon will be the movie that night. Gates open at 7:30. Again, there will be live pre-show entertainment at 8 p.m. and the film to follow. Then on Friday, May 20...
May 15th is a Saturday.
It is indeed a Saturday. Thank you.
And then the 22nd is also a Saturday. And then Friday is... Okay, I see you got that in there.
I did write that one in. I just didn't do it on the others, on that one. Abominable, which is a cartoon movie about the abominable snowman and apparently a young girl that he influences... it will be on Friday, May 21st. There will be a cartoon pre-show with the film at 8 p.m. Again, the gates, I think, open at 7:30. And this is one of my all-time favorites, Jaws. I think that was the number one movie when I was born.
Yeah, it was, the same year.
The same year.
Oh, sorry, I gave away your age.
Jaws, well, I started it. Jaws, which the original... Jaws original recipe, not to be confused with Jaws 2, Extra Tasty Crispy, but will be screened on Saturday, May 22nd. There will be live pre-show entertainment, which makes me wonder what that could be, but that'll be interesting.
No idea.
At 8 p.m., and the film will follow. And more details are available at acmescreeningroom.org.
Awesome sauce.
Yep.
Well, in Peddler's Village across the river in Lahaska, Comedy in the Village held in the outdoor event tent on the Red Barn Field on May 28th. Check-in at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8. The show will be hosted by Dwayne Dunleavy, a multifaceted Bucks County entertainer who has been bringing joy to audiences for over two decades. Mm. It'll feature Ashley Guttersmith, a New Jersey-based stand-up with an irresistibly positive, high-energy style focusing on her unusual relationships and life, observations, as well as eternal pessimist Zach Hammond and humorist Mike Burton. Tickets are $50 plus tax for a table seating 2. You can find more at peddlersvillage.com/events/comedy052821.
There you go. And I think this is our last one of the night. The Sourland Conservancy will be hosting a monthly series of live music shows featuring New Jersey artists. The Sourland Mountain Happy Hour, a series of hour-long live musical performances via Zoom held on the first Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. The fabulous Danny Coleman of DannyColemansRockOnRadio.com will MC. On the schedule, May 6th, As Is Jazz will be the performer, and on June 3rd, James Popick and Supernova. Registration is online, only $10 per person, and it's all ages per show. For more information, you can visit their website, sourland.org. And yeah, these are the last two. They actually started in February, and I think their thing is they usually have that festival. I believe it was canceled last year. They're probably not going to be able to hold it this year. If so, they're not sure when. So they're doing the happy hour as a way to help support the Conservancy and help support artists as well in the area.
Well, don't forget, in addition to all that, May is the month of the Raritan River Music Festival.
Thank you.
And this year, instead of being in a different venue each night, each Saturday night throughout the county, this year it's going to be, it's actually not in the county, it's actually in Warren County this year. they're going to hold it at the Blue Army Shrine in West Central Jersey, up on the top of the hill, and it's because it's open air, basically.
Yes.
So,
and still protected from the weather.
Right. So it's 100% undercover, but it's outdoors. There'll be social distancing, but they'll be held without, the concerts will be held straight through without any intermissions. And you can get tickets for in-person event, in-person attendance now, because they're going to live stream it too.
Oh, that's
right.
You
can go in person, you can live stream it, there's tickets available now.
It will be archived, though. That's important to say. If you're going to live stream it, you have to be there to watch it when it happens.
When it happens live. Social distancing is assured, and they'll be following the CDC guidelines. Ticket will be only sold at 15% capacity, and they must be purchased in advance to assure social distancing, but you can still, But tickets can be exchanged anytime before the concert for a link to the live stream of the concert. So if you don't want to go, but you can still see the live stream, you know, something happens and you can still see it from your home. So it'll be each Saturday throughout May. And again, you can go to RaritanRiverMusic.org for more information and to purchase your tickets. And I guess that about wraps it up.
That's right. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because I really do love the Raritan River Music Festival. And if you love this show, join us back next week. We'll be back on Tuesday, we hope. If all goes well, we'll be here. And we'll be hopefully randomly sauntering through Harden County even more. I think we've got a website, but we also have an email address, randomwalkhunterdin@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a gmail.com.
It's a Gmail.
So randomwalkhunterdin, all one word, @gmail.com. You can email us. Tell us if you want Space Case or Spaced Out as a segment. If you have an upcoming event that you would like to promote or you would like to be interviewed by us on the show, give us a shout.
We'd like
to hear from you. Well, everyone, have a great evening.
Have a good night, everyone.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdict against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. As far as the other two counts, Cahill continues.
Same caption, verdict count two. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count two, third-degree murder perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. Same caption, verdict count three. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty.
Chauvin taken into custody immediately after the verdicts were read. The sentencing will take place at a later date and is up to the judge. Chauvin could be facing up to 12.5 years in prison for all three sentences based on Minnesota's sentencing guidelines. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters will not be censured over her comments about the Derek Chauvin trial. House Democrats successfully tabling a Republican motion to censure Waters. Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz saying the comments made by Waters for protesters to get more confrontational need to be condemned by all.
Today's Democratic Party has decided that violence can benefit them politically. I think it's wrong. I think we should condemn violence from any political perspective, whether right wing, left wing, or no wings at all. Violence is never acceptable, and we ought to be keeping people safe.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona Republican.